Hello and welcome to episode 78 of Champion the Gamer. I'm joined by the tremendous Antonio. I've got a lot to ask him, a lot of key poignant points right now. But first of all, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all good, man. I'm all good. Sorry it's taken so long. It is actually my fault, to be fair. So, yeah, I do apologize, but we're here now.
Yeah, he's the heel in this scenario. Let everyone know who you are, what you do, and why you do it.
So, I'm Mr. Antonio Keel. I'm a WWE and wrestling content creator. Yeah, I've been doing it for about a year now. Realistically, like a lot of people don't have like a wrestling, like people watch wrestling by themselves a lot of the time. Like I used to watch it by myself a lot of the time, especially during COVID. WrestleMania was very lonely. Everyone was just sat at home, and I just kind of thought, it would be good to actually have a good community and bring the community together, because there's a couple of good content creators out there, but like to really get everyone together and to really like build a wrestling community. That's something that I've just always thought about doing, but never really did it. And then last year, I just thought, you know what? I'm going to go for it, see what happens. And yeah, we kind of done all right in the last year, to be fair.
You said all right. What milestone have you just hit?
We just hit 20,000 followers, to be fair, just over a year as well, which is it is impressive, I have to say. But like, yeah, I'm quite shocked, to be fair. I didn't expect it to go this quick, to be honest.
You shouldn't be, though, because the amount of work you put in is crazy. Like the amount of live streams you do, the amount of stuff you do generally, you put a lot of work in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do Monday Night Raws, Friday Night SmackDown, do that live 1 a.m. every week, which it, being a UK wrestling fan, it is absolutely horrendous staying up at 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. watching wrestling, getting up the next day for work. It is insane. But I do it every week, which I get a lot of regulars coming back now to the lives, which I think is fantastic. At least we get average now about 200 to 230 people in the lives, which is fantastic. I mean, for Clash in Paris, we had nearly 700 people in, which was insane. Like the chat was just going up and down. I didn't even know what to do. It's the first time I had that many people in, and I was just like, raw, like what's going on?
But they're coming back for a reason, right? Because you must have this. I mean, your personality comes through the screen anyway, but have you always been a chatty person, like an entertainer,
Oh
joker?
my God, yeah, man. So I did musical theatre actually when I was 16. So I went to like London to do musical theatre, acting, singing, dancing, the whole sheboygan. So yeah, I've always kind of been like quite a loud person. But yeah, never really used it to my advantage, if you know what I mean. Like I did the training, I did a little something like, stage stuff and a couple of movies which never made DVD, to be fair. And yeah, I just never used it to my full capabilities. But then I joined the army, and it kind of like brought out a lot of my confidence to actually speak to people. And then yeah, since then I've kind of just thought about doing it, thought about going into like social media, trying to be what they call an influencer, I guess. But yeah, it's only the last year that I've really like went for it, if you know what I mean, consistently.
Is there a lot of wrestling fans in the army?
Yeah.
I bet there isn't that.
Funny story. When I was we were doing a Royal Salute in Nottingham back a day. There was loads of us like just prepping. We were in the area just prepping what we were gonna do on the Sunday. Walked past someone, somebody nodded their head, I just nodded back, thought it was nothing. Did the parade and then got back to the barracks, looked on WWE.com, it was Shinsuke Nakamura, the wrestler, like literally was talking to me saying, hello, how are you? And I was so busy and so like focused on what I needed to do, I just looked at him and said, all right, and then walked off. I was so gutted after I found out. I was just like, oh my God. So yeah, there's a lot of wrestling fans in the army, because when I mentioned it to everyone was like, oh my God, like da 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 da. And I was like, hang on a minute, you're a secret wrestling fan.
I think that there's a big parallel there in gaming, though, because obviously, when you're a kid, or when I was a kid, it wasn't like a big thing to mention it as like a, I like that, I enjoy that outside of school and stuff. So, what is it like now having these like-minded folks you can literally see online and chat to? It must be great, right?
It's amazing. It's amazing because, yeah, as you say, back in the day when you used to say, "Oh, I was into wrestling," people would be like, "You know, it's fake. You know, it's this. You know, it's that." And I used to be like, "God, so is your favorite movie, but who cares, right?" And you know, it's nice now to be able to interact with people who have the same kind of interest and, you know, who love what you love, realistically. Yeah, it's great to see a whole bunch of people now getting together as well and enjoying the show live. I mean, like I say, when we go live, I love to be in a room with a bunch of people watching it at the same time. Love seeing people chat in the reactions and saying what they think, and then seeing my reaction as well. Yeah, it's pretty cool to now have that community.
Well, now I'm buzzing for this. Let's get into it, right? So on
Okay.
Friday, we had AJ back, AJ Lee. Tell us
Yes.
about your wrestling history, right? Just before we get into any of that sort of stuff, where'd you start? Who are your first ones you're really interested in? Some of your favorite matches, perhaps? Just give me a history on your wrestling background.
So I used to be in and out of wrestling. My nan was actually the wrestling fan, funnily enough. Like, my granddad hated wrestling with a passion, and my nan really loved it. She actually was a massive fan of The Undertaker, right? And she loved Shawn Michaels as well. Was never a fan of Hulk Hogan, which is interesting. Yeah, so I was in and out, seeing it every Saturday, every now and again, not really into it. But the main what really got me into watching it as much as I did was Kane's debut again when he walked in for Undertaker and Shawn Michaels in the Hell in a Cell. It was JR's commentary that got me hooked onto the TV to make me stare at the TV, to then be scared of the person that was on the TV, to see him rip the door off the hinges on the Hell in a Cell, to then tombstoning this guy. I was like, what is going on? And I was just fascinated ever since. Like, yeah, so Kane and JR are actually the main reasons to why I actually watch WWE now.
Because what I meant about Kane was, I remember him being as big, if not bigger, than Taker. Because that was the
Yeah.
first thing I noticed. Obviously, the big red pyro, all the fire, great. It wasn't until he stood face to face, nose to nose, I was like, this is different. This is
Absolutely.
insanity. Because I was, so I started watching wrestling around then, but my cousin actually had a hell of a lot of VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Old King of the Rings in like 1991, 92, 93. So I was like, well, I'm watching Owen Hart here. I'm watching Bret. I'm watching early Shawn. Like, this was awesome. Watch
Yeah.
these ridiculous, like Vader. Like Vader, I watched about 100 Vader matches, I think. It's crazy.
Yeah. Vader was fantastic, to be
Yeah,
fair.
man.
He was criminally underrated, to be honest. Should have been a world champion.
Rough, but amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but because I mean, oh, there's so much I want to get into. So take Unreal, for example. You mentioned obviously earlier that like wrestling is fake, all this different stuff. Yeah, I hate that argument. It's scripted, not fake, right?
Absolutely.
Where do you sit on Unreal?
I actually liked it. The reason why I am a fan of it is because they showed enough for me to, like, as a wrestling fan, we know it's scripted. We know that there's stuff that goes along behind the scenes on how things are created. And I don't think WWE showed too much to make me say, oh my God, it's ruined my vision of what wrestling is. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they've shown just enough for me to go, okay, that's something that I'd be interested in knowing of how it was made. I think the only part that made me say, oh, like they shouldn't have shown that was when the Elimination Chamber was happening and everyone was in a circle talking about it, and CM Punk and Seth Rollins were kind of stood face to face to each other and just having a conversation. That killed me off a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I did think, you know what's going on here? Because we know that them two really don't like each other. I get that they're professionals. They want to, you know, do the job, and they would do the job for WWE. But I would have preferred them not to be so close and like agreeing with each other as well. I just thought, I don't like that. I don't like that whatsoever. Other than that, I just think, yeah, it was done perfectly. I think it was done great.
Because do you get people saying that they hate it because it shows too much? Because my thing with that is, right, you watch, like what you said about the behind the scenes thing, take a movie theater or a movie. If you watch a making of, it doesn't affect your intake of the movie, right?
Absolutely.
If anything, it enhances it because you see how it's made.
Yeah.
So we're at a point now where we're meant to accept that wrestling is, quote, fake. But then when we're shown it's fake, quote unquote, we're told to not accept that. I don't
Yeah.
understand that.
It
Why
doesn't make.
can I know that it's not real and it's scripted, but not watch Unreal? I don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. We all know it's scripted. We all know it's predetermined. So why don't we just see how it's all been done? Like, as you say, you can watch the making of a movie and you'll still watch that movie and be like, wow, and be invested in it. So I don't understand why you wouldn't be invested in WWE knowing that it's scripted and now you're just seeing how it's all been put together. It doesn't make any sense to me. But I get it. Some people just want to keep it, as real to them as possible, and people don't want to see what's going on behind closed doors, and that's fine. But my advice then would be, don't watch it. Like, that's the best way to put it. Don't watch something that you know you're going to be mad at. Like, just continue on the way you are.
Did you see the Paul Heyman? Like, oh, I don't like it. It's exposing too much of the business type thing. Because I'm like, we don't need like the Haku beating guys up in pubs, do we?
Yeah.
Protecting the business. We don't need that, do we?
Absolutely.
Why can't you have a
Absolutely.
beer with Jeff Hardy? Why can't you do that?
You know what I mean? Like, this is how I look at it, right? So when I went to WWE Raw in Birmingham, CM Punk was on the same bus as Drew McIntyre. They hate each other. Are they gonna fight on the bus? Not really. They're not really gonna fight on the bus, are they? So, it's one of them where I look at it like, realistically, they don't need to stay in their characters because, I mean, let's be honest. Let me scratch that back. To be fair, Drew McIntyre and CM Punk have real life beef, but they don't have to be in their characters and fight each other on the bus in order for us to believe that they still actually don't like each other. Do you know what I mean? You don't need that old school kind of wrestler in 2025. I think the curtains have been pulled back too much that we know too much that it just wouldn't work now.
So come on then, give me some of your current faves, current not faves.
Favorite wrestlers?
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Right. So you're ready for this. So my favorite wrestler at this present second, by
Yo.
far, best wrestler on the roster, can't be touched. No one can tell me any different. It's Io Sky. She is absolutely fantastic. In-ring ability, can't be touched. Cannot be touched. She's got like at least three matches this year that could be contender for match of the year. You got the one with Bianca Belair, Rhea, and her for WrestleMania, Triple Threat. You've got Hurt and Rhea. I thought that match was insane, by the way. Yeah, I just think Io Sky is the best technical wrestler. I think the only thing holding her back realistically is her language barrier. If she could speak like real fluent English, I don't think anyone would have any questions that she is a top superstar in the WWE.
But she has got the lovable, trying, attempting voice, right? Because like I
Yeah.
think about like a Shinsuke is a bit different, but like someone that hasn't got English as their first language, like at
Yeah.
least she makes it lovable.
Oh,
Like
absolutely.
you can have a whole promo of her and Asuka chatting in different languages, but we get it. You can still
Yeah, yeah.
perform that. Like I think Asuka is probably the biggest MVP of the whole Thunderdome place because
She
he made it fun to watch.
absolutely.
That
She
wasn't
was
even
my
English, was it?
favorite. She was my number one before Io, to be fair. Because I don't know what it is, but the Asian wrestlers are just so good. I mean, yeah, they're just so disciplined and so well trained that like it's inevitable that they can't be in that top. They can't be spoken, but they can't not be spoke about. Do you know what I mean? Like Shinsuke Nakamura, I don't understand what happened with WWE because his career shouldn't have went the way it's gone. I mean, he should have definitely been a world champion at some point. I don't know what happened backstage. Don't know what the plans were, but to not have him at least help hold that championship once is absolutely crazy to me. I don't understand it.
I think he, I mean, it's a bit of a hot take, I suppose, on my end, but I think he got to the point where he had done his whole career elsewhere, not his whole career, but most of his career elsewhere, and he
Yeah.
was so used to that, and he just moved over. And then he got the push initially, and then it was him and AJ. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And
Yeah.
then whatever happened there happened. But he reached an age where he just couldn't be asked anymore. He was like, I want to get here and make my money. I'm fine. I don't want to get pushed. I don't
Yeah.
think he cared that much personally.
I feel like as well that incident where he dropped John Cena on his head, I think that also stomped his progress to the top as well. Because I think they must have thought, oh, he's quite dangerous, or something must have happened where WWE just stopped trusting him, and I feel like that really like hindered on his chances of being a world champion.
Because I don't think you can have a moment where him and AJ meet on the stairs, on the ladder, and it can be that electric and it doesn't work.
You know what I mean? The crowd was behind it though. The crowd was ready for it. So yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura had absolutely everything he needed to be a big champion, like to be a world champion. To re realistically, the crowd was so behind him from NXT days to his debut on SmackDown. They were behind him the whole time. So yeah, for WWE to not utilize that and actually make him champion when he was like red hot. I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. But WWE have a history of that, because we can talk about that a little bit later. But there's other wrestlers on that on this list that I've been speaking about for a long time that I think should have been champion at their very like height of their popularity, but they just never like executed it. It's crazy.
I don't even know where. Cesaro, I mean, Big E got it in the end, but Cesaro, Big E, Finn Balor should have had it back. There's
Absolutely.
about a million you can list on that. I've
You.
got a, in my hot take portion, I've got a take
Yeah.
on that for you. So we'll go there.
Okay.
Let's read them off. So you've had your favorite and your best, which is Io.
Yeah.
Most underrated.
Most underrated. Oh, most underrated. Are we talking of all time?
Let's go current, I suppose.
Okay, go
Maybe
current
be in the,
first. All right, cool. Criminally underrated. Well, Shinsuke is one of them, but we won't go there. I actually feel that Montez Ford needs to go solo and be let on the mic a lot more, because I genuinely feel that he has got potential to be one of the best trash talkers as a heel and to be a world champion in the future. I think he's got absolutely everything. He's got the energy, he's got the charisma, he's got the move sets. He can talk on the mic. He's fantastic on the mic, realistically. So yeah, I think in the future we should see Montez Ford as a solo like wrestler going for the world championship.
I'll give you my one real quick. He's had a bit of a run, I guess, technically, but he's
Yeah.
never ever had his own music, and that's Xavier Woods. How he's never had an Intercontinental Championship or a world title is beyond me. He is amazing.
He is fantastic.
Who is your one to watch in the next 12 months?
One to watch in the next 12 months. You know what? The one to watch in the next 12 months, Kairi Sane. I actually feel like her being with Asuka and Io, it's going to elevate her. And I feel like she's going to be that person to watch. But yeah, you've also got Roxanne as well, you know. Roxanne is fantastic. I think there's going to be a point where AJ Lee and Roxanne are going to go one-on-one, and it's going to elevate her, completely elevate her to the top. It's going to make people say, yeah, put her as a world champion as well. There's so many. There's so many. But I think the women's division is so good at the minute, and it's stacked with a lot of females that the women wrestlers are the ones that actually watch. I think the whole division is to watch, to be fair, because yeah, I think the women's division is about to elevate. And if they do bring back someone that I think they're going to bring back as well, it's going to be even bigger.
She's coming back, isn't she? Surely.
I feel like she's coming back.
I just
AJ's back.
she has to, I think.
AJ's back.
Yeah.
So it's
Even if she
only
comes back
right
as
to
a
bring her back.
manager, I think it'll work.
Oh, absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely. I mean, who doesn't want Paige back? Let's be honest. I'd love to hear that song come on again. And a triple threat match
Which one?
between.
Zombified or the other one?
Oh, you know what? Both. I don't even mind.
Zombified is elite, by the way. That's been on my
Zombified.
Spotify for like 3 years. I love it.
Oh my God, honestly, I love Falling in Reverse as well. Ronnie Radke is a talented guy.
And then let's flip it a bit more. Let's say favorite match of all time, or matches, I guess, or one you think's a bit underrated.
Underrated. Okay. Oh,
Because I will say
underrated.
that Rhea, Io, and
Bianca.
Bianca, yeah,
Yeah.
was match of the year by far. I feel
Absolutely.
like it's probably a match of the half decade for me.
Yeah. I think I personally feel Shawn Michaels and Chris Jericho at WrestleMania is so underrated. It's not talked about enough. It's actually not talked about enough. That match was fantastic, but people just don't talk about it. And I'm like, how have we missed that? I guess what you got, you know, Stone Cold, The Rock, Hulk Hogan, Vince McMahon, you got all these matches happening. I guess, you know, you're gonna miss that match. But realistically, that was a fantastic match. It was so good. I can watch that match over and over and be entertained the whole time.
And then just probably go on to the next portion of like the gaming side of things real quick.
Yeah.
Do you watch any other promotions? Do you watch AEW? Do you watch OVWs? Anything else you watch?
Not massively. This is what I'm gonna try and do starting next month, actually. I've got a plan for this. So I'm actually gonna start doing watch alongs for AEW and TNA, but I'm just gonna ease my way into it because I'm a massive WWE fan. I've been a loyal WWE fan for years, since 1996, 95, you know. So I don't really like other brands, but that's pretty ignorant of me to not try other brands and see what they're actually about. Because I talk about a lot of the time, like, oh, AEW ain't got nothing on WWE, but I've never seen it to actually judge that. So yeah, I need to start watching the other brands. So yeah, I'm gonna start doing that.
Because I'd be so, because obviously being a fan for that long, I'd be so curious to see you watch AEW from not necessarily its very beginning, but the first, let's say, year onwards.
Yeah.
Because there's some moments in there, and it's no spoilers for you, because obviously you'd known about it. But I remember watching live, because I heard about Adam Cole. I remember watching live Adam Cole and Brian coming back.
Oh yeah.
That's the first thing I'd watched for probably 5, 6, 7 years, live wrestling. Like I would do on, whatever. First thing live, I was like, this is unbelievable. It reignited my love for it again.
Yeah.
There's a
Was
few
it that
things like
good?
that, there's a few things like that in AEW that are
Yeah.
actually elite. I don't really watch it a lot now because it's fallen off quite a bit. I'm not really kept up with it. There's a lot of moments in AEW that are class.
Okay. So now are you a fan of AEW now as well?
On and off. I watch WWE a lot more, but
Yeah.
AEW. Because I think now it's gone a bit more like Moxley bleeding week in, week out. It's boring to me. They treat someone in mid-card stars terribly. But to begin with, it was a complete alternative, but it mattered. The wins and losses mattered. It felt like it meant something. And the
Yeah.
moments felt class. Now they just regurgitate the same stuff and they try and copy. But at the beginning, like when Cesaro first turned up, it was amazing. Such a good
Yeah.
question, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think for me, I mean, I don't know if you're going to ask me about this later on, but I thought I'd just say it now. For me, I just feel like AEW is so dramatic and not really well storied. Like, because of my background in musical theatre, et cetera, I really like a story being told, longevity. And I feel like AEW don't have that. I feel like they just put matches together, which are great. They have great matches, but I'm a storytelling guy. I love stories. So for me, yeah, it doesn't like draw me in like WWE does.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that later because I've got questions.
Okay, cool.
We obviously call Champion the Gamer here. So the idea is you bring the game right in everybody. Do you play games? What are your gaming history like?
Yeah, you know what? I think I've had nearly every single console, to be fair. But yeah, I'm an avid gamer. I play every now and again. Nowadays, it's just Call of Duty, realistically. Or to be fair, I downloaded Bloodborne again, so going through that again, freaking pissing me off. But it's nothing worse than getting so many blood echoes. I had at one point 100,000 blood echoes. I was just spamming, just running around. Got killed and I was like, easy life. There's only this little tiny slug thing. I'll just run past it, get the echoes, and we'll be continuing. And then bam, this little slug just grabs hold of me, takes the whole entire life, which has never happened before. Screamed the house down. My missus came down the stairs and was like, is everything okay? And I was like, I just lost all my blood echoes. And she just rolled her eyes and went back upstairs.
So she's not a gamer then, no?
To be fair, she loves Crash Bandicoot. She loves
That's cool.
Crash Bandicoot.
I'd stream that if I was you with her.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So where did it start for you? You said you've had every console. That's a hell of a claim. But what was your first one? Where'd you start off with? What first sort of games you were playing? What were they?
God, right. So now I'm just going to have to bring it back a little bit. Not every console, I think. But no. So the first one that I ever had was a Sega Mega Drive. Was it Sega, the one before that? No, the Sega Mega Drive. I'm lying to you. It's the Sega Mega Drive. That's Sonic. Sonic's where I started. Played Tetris every now and again on a Game Boy or whatever, but yeah. And then when I really got into gaming, when it was like, okay, now I'm a gamer, was Final Fantasy VII on PlayStation 1. That was the game that got me hooked on trying to complete stuff rather than just playing it for fun. if you know what I mean. Like, like with like Super Mario, you just kind of play it just to have fun, and the Duck Hunt at the beginning was interesting, and stuff like that. But like when I was like, no, I want to know everything about it. Again, storytelling. I'm just a storytelling type of something in my brain tells me if something's storytelling, I'm hooked. So yeah, Final Fantasy VII really got me invested in wanting to complete games.
I was going to say, because is that where, so which way around was it? Did stories, the love of it, come from games, or did you have the love for stories and then the games come second?
I think it's just because a lot of the time my mum used to tell me a lot of stories about, like, for example, my dad, how he grew up, where he was, what he did, then how he got out of that and became a success, etc., etc. So I think whenever I hear things about stories or something is storytelling, I'm just invested. It just comes natural now. So like, yeah, I'm big on, celebrities and trying to find out where they were from and what they've been through. Like 50 Cent, I'm hooked on, for example. Like being from where he's from to being where he is now, it should be impossible. It shouldn't, that should never exist. Being like, a little drug dealer in New York City, then becoming like a drug lord, if you want to say. Like drug lords normally don't get out of that. Do you know what I mean? And he's managed to get out of that, create music, create other businesses, and become like this big sensation, which to me is insane.
I mean, his, I've said this before, his four album run is one of those first four albums, or three albums, let's say. It's probably the toppest of top tiers you can get in hip hop for
Oh,
me.
absolutely.
Because there
Absolutely.
is not a
Get
single thing on that you can actually say that's bad or that's questionable. It's awesome.
factual. Get Rich or Die Tryin' was amazing. Yeah, the G-Unit album actually was my second favorite. And then I didn't really, I'm not a massive fan of his third album. I'm going to be dead straight. I'm not a massive fan of his third album. But yeah, 50 Cent, man, the pioneer of hip hop. I don't care what anyone says. It's my favorite.
So, in terms of him versus the game, you're not a game fan then?
Absolutely not. I think Game over time, he another again, longevity. Game over time became fantastic, but originally 50 Cent was miles ahead. Miles ahead.
So let's bring
Absolutely.
it back then. Have you played Bulletproof? Have you played
Did.
his two games?
Absolutely. Bulletproof was honestly, I bought it for the soundtrack. You know how you have to like run around and find the tapes so you could have the whole soundtrack? Like I was invested. And all I would do is literally crank my TV up and just shoot people listening to the soundtrack, because yeah, it was just that game. The graphics are so bad, and the story was actually terrible, but the game itself, so much fun.
Oh, and the acting wasn't great either, but it was a great game,
Oh
full stop.
God, tell me about
Because
it.
I'm going to go because I've got a Bulletproof, and I forgot what the other one's called now, but it's up there somewhere on PS3.
Actually,
Is
forgot what the
that
other one's called. What was the other one called?
that's a good question. Let me have a quick look. I'll find it in a minute, so I'll
Yeah,
remember.
that's fine.
But yeah, because I think there's a whole period there. Because was you a PS2 kid?
I was, yeah.
There's a whole period there where like you're the Warriors, Scarface,
Brilliant.
like, these amazing PS2 like. Not grimy, but like hard-hitting titles that we don't get anymore, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Were
Manhunt.
you
Manhunt was
so?
PS1, though, wasn't it?
What's that?
Manhunt.
No, man, I PS2.
That game. Ooh, wow.
Yeah, but we have. So my pal's dad got that and said, "You cannot tell people you're playing it."
Yeah.
I was like, "Why?" And next thing you know, it's beheadings and so. Yeah, but you could talk to the microphone, which is a bit of a standout feature.
Oh, wow.
So was the, yeah, you know, if you're sneaking around everywhere,
Yeah.
if you had a microphone, you could go and make noises and get the guard's attention.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
That's sick.
because
So
you got that little,
microphones were
little.
coming in at that time.
Yeah, because I had that because I had a headset, sorry, because
Yeah.
of Slocum, the Army game.
Okay.
So it was literally in the controller, in the console, by pure
Wow.
chance, and we played it.
Oh,
And I was
wow.
chatting to him. And it made noise. So I was like, oh, which is interesting. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So was that like one of your peak eras, you think, in that time then?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say Xbox 360 as well, to be fair. I didn't get the PlayStation 3. I went PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, Xbox 360, PlayStation 4,
Me
PlayStation 5.
too. Me too.
So yeah, I didn't have a PlayStation 3. So yeah, I was into, Gears of War, Halo. Halo was sick. So good. What else was I into? There was loads. Need for Speed 2 Underground. Yeah, there's loads of games that I played. That was my peak era. I used to literally come home from school and just be on the computer from, I don't know, 5 o'clock to like 9:30.
I tell this story a lot, but I actually traded my PS2 in to get a 360. 32 games got me a 360 and one game, which is NBA Live 08. I've never looked back since, and I wish I hadn't done it. But otherwise, it's a fun time. That was my peak as well, I think, because that's the time we really started exploring online play, which is amazing. Okay, so let's move on a little bit.
One
Hot
second.
takes.
I've just realized as well. I've actually lied to you again. So
Oh.
2000 and can't remember the year, but when Destiny 1 came out, I actually became an addict.
To Destiny.
Yeah. Let's make that clear. An addict to the game. So you know. Yeah, let's be clear on that one. Addict to the game. So yeah, like you know how you have to spend hours completing missions to level your guy up? That was actually my peak because I literally would spend hours upon hours completing my stuff, helping my friends complete their stuff, going into the vault of glass and trying to complete that as well. There was so much. You know what Destiny was
I've
for me.
said this, people, the peak of gaming to people's individuality is find the game that has got a bit of good monotony. Because you just lose yourself in it. You know,
Absolutely.
it's your, like Witcher 3, random ass contracts that are just brand new every single day. Go and play one, hop out. Hop back in, hop out. You're not achieving anything really, but it's just a habit. It just becomes part of it.
Absolutely.
It's a good monotony.
Yeah, no, I agree. Witcher 3 actually underrated. Jesus Christ.
Is it underrated? One of the best games
It
of all time.
is. It is. The amount of times that I say Witcher 3 to people and some people go, eh. I'm like, what do you mean, It's fantastic.
I will admit it's hard to break into that because I tried it once properly, second time not really, but third time was the time it really hooked me. It is quite tricky to get into, I think. So I do appreciate that.
I loved the game. I loved it from the get-go. No, great game. Great game. Underrated.
Okay, so hot take time. Hot takes and solid debates. Now, normally we do a gaming one, but I'll open the floor to you. If you've got a gaming hot take, then great. If you haven't, give me a wrestling hot take.
Oh, a wrestling hot take. Okay. I think Dean Ambrose, Jon Moxley, is criminally overrated, should not ever come back to the WWE. I don't care about Shield Reunion. I just don't rate him whatsoever. I think he is the worst wrestler out of the three. I think he was literally popular because he was in the Shield. It helped him. And I think that he was just a flimsy wrestler. I'm not a fan.
I'm nodding because I'm fully behind that. I think he's gone too far onto the end where someone told him, you could be the next Stone Cold Steve Austin. You could be the next like hard-nosed, rough nut, like rugged guy. He's gone like 200 over the top of that.
Oh,
Bleeding every single
absolutely.
week. I can't stand the guy. I really can't. Yeah, I really can't.
I think he's just. He's so overrated, and people were hyping him like, oh, I can't wait for him to come back to WWE. And I'm like, I hope he just never does, personally. I mean, the only time I would say, yes, bring him back, say if somehow, some miracle, Roman and Seth were like, you know what, we're going to be a team again, but we need our third man. That's the only time I'll be hyped about it because I know that Roman and Seth will pull him along. Do you know what I mean? But to have him just return, no, keep him away from the WWE. The WWE is actually really good at the minute, got a lot of great talent. I feel like he'll pull him down.
I feel like he needs to. I don't want to wish ill on anybody. He needs to go away for like 4 or 5 years, and then come back WWE completely fresh. Because if you get the 5 years down the line, Seth, and 5 years down the line, Roman, like in a triple threat, then I can accept that. Now it would feel too forced. I wouldn't care that much.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, Jon Moxley, Dean Ambrose should just reinvent himself. Go away for like a couple of years. Don't even do any indie shows, nothing. Just go completely blank. Like just train in a warehouse by yourself or something, and then just come back. Everyone be like, "Oh my God, it's Dean Ambrose." That would probably make me go, "Yeah." But seeing him, I get highlights on X every week about him, and I just watch him, and I'm like, "What's happened? Is it the same? It's the same with Sasha Banks." I can't deal with her anymore. Like, she's so overrated. She was great in WWE, and I thought she was underrated in WWE. But now she's gone to AEW and has full control of her, like, of what she does. And I'm baffled. I'm so surprised at how much I don't like her. Like, what is going on?
She was 20, 23, 24 in WWE, and she was already touted as the best of all time. I'm like, no, her style doesn't grip me at all. It's obviously I'm not in the ring myself, but she flops too much. She's too ragdolly. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's
It didn't
fair.
appeal to me that, and I thought she couldn't talk on the mic. It wasn't great.
Talk is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful. Like, I
Now.
would never rate her. She's not even in top 30 people that can talk on the mic.
And it really bugs me. I don't even watch it. It bugs me that she wins everything. I know she lost to Toni Storm, but like she's currently the female belt collector essentially.
Yeah, it's got like
You've
eight or seven, seven or eight,
done
isn't
that
it?
story already with Kenny. Leave it alone. Like just don't.
Yeah, it hasn't actually helped her at all. It's actually made it worse for her. Like, because now people are like, right, so she's better than Io Sky. Shouldn't Io Sky have like 8, 9, 12, 25 belts on her? Shouldn't Rhea Ripley? Shouldn't Becky Lynch? You know, all these wrestlers that are better than her are not getting this opportunity. So what are we doing with Sa Well, I call her Sasha still because I don't even like her new name. Mercedes. Like, stop it.
Okay, I'm going to give you about four or five quick fire opinions. You give me an immediate reaction. Okay. Most underrated title reign is the Hall of Pain.
No, it's not. But it is underrated. It is underrated because Mark Henry held that title and it was
He
fantastic.
was unbelievable, man. I remember Sheamus coming out, "I'll fight you, Mark," and he did. I was like, this is sick. He's unbelievable. I think he carried the company for a long time and not giving him credit. Especially
Absolutely. I
come back
think,
after injury and that, yeah.
yeah, I don't think it's the most underrated, but it is underrated 100%.
Okay. Here Comes the Pain is not the best game of all time.
We're talking just wrestling again, right? No, that is the greatest wrestling game of all time. I don't care what anyone says. No one can convince me otherwise. Here Comes the Pain was the best wrestling game of all time. So good. I play it now.
Okay. Did you play, as a quick like leaning question, did you play SmackDown versus Raw? Have
Yeah, all of them.
you played GM mode? SmackDown or
I'd always be Raw. Always be Raw.
Raw? I'm always SmackDown. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
Interesting.
fascinating.
Yeah, I like Reds for some reason. I'm a Man United fan, so yeah, Red.
Really?
Yeah, don't let's not get started on that actually. Let's
I'm a
not bring that
Newcastle fan,
up.
pal. I've been through a lot of pain. So,
Oh God.
okay. This is me personally. This is not an open thing. I think the original CM Punk in WWE is overrated.
You know what? Until the
I've got a Star Wars adjacent take on this, but I want your opinion first.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. I think CM Punk started as a meh character and built a really good character. That pipe bomb changed everything. I think when the pipe bomb hit, we recognized him. So yeah, if you're talking before pipe bomb, yeah, overrated. Overrated. I mean, his matches with Jeff Hardy were fantastic, but realistically, overrated. After that, we saw what he was about, and he was underrated, let's be honest.
Fair enough.
But I get
I
your point.
feel
I can see what you're saying.
like the straight edge guy was meh, wasn't a fan. I didn't like him being ahead of Nexus. Didn't like it at all. I thought it took away from Wade Barrett and they should have put Barrett over Cena.
Facts.
I know. But that's maybe because we're British, who knows? But there's stuff. And then I feel like my thing with Star Wars is, random aside, is that the strength of the fans of Star Wars is stronger than how strong the movies are. if you know what I mean. So
Agreed. Sorry.
if you've got the movies on one side and the fandom on the other, they're two separate entities, and
Absolutely.
they're on like a chart, let's say. The Star Wars movies are a certain height on that chart, and the strength of the fans is bigger. And
Facts.
yeah, it's and that's what I think punk fans are. I think punk is great, but it's not as great as the fans make out. Personal opinion, but that's.
Yeah, no, I get that. I can hear what you're saying there, but I think that's a lot of wrestlers nowadays, don't you think? Like, there's a
Yeah,
lot of
true.
wrestlers that you go, they're all right. Sami Zayn, sorry. Hey, Sami Zayn. I think this underdog gimmick is the worst thing that could possibly on it, be on his name, but I'm just not a fan of Sami Zayn whatsoever. But people are hyping him. Oh, he needs to be world champion, does he? Like, I think he's found his spot and he's a mid-carder, personal opinion.
I think Sammy needed a really like rough and rugged heel run. Like an arsehole run because it's underdog things played out.
I think
Yeah.
if he did something different, I might be on board. But yeah, just watching him as this, oh, like, I need to do this for me. I'm the underdog, da 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 da. Ah, stop it, bro. Like, you're not, you're the US champion. What's going on?
I'll give you another one then to round this off. Tyler Breeze should have been Intercontinental or World Champion. That's
Nah.
sad. I think he was on, but the thing about Tyler Breeze is, and I make this kind of a joke thing, but I actually do honestly love it. I think the Fashion Files are so incredible. I think as a skit, I think he's got a place on the roster because he's awesome at it. And I think the Fashion Files showed that. I feel like he could have been a mid-card holder, easy.
I like that thought process. I think talking about this fan, like the fandom over the wrestler, I think that if that's the case as well, I think Fandango should have been world champion at one point because everyone was behind that song.
But that's what will
Now,
make it a
like,
tag title. That's what will make it a tag title if they're together.
yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, you think about Jey Uso with the Yeet, right? And then you look
God,
at
I hate that. Sorry
Fandango.
to cut you off. I hate it so much. It bugs me. I hate the yeet. It's so annoying. The yeet is the new what?
It is. I agree. But like, if you put that song there and then you put Fandango song when everyone was dancing to the you know what I mean? He
Yeah.
should have been on the level of Jey Uso right now. He should have been world champion at one point.
Okay. And last one. This guy should be in the company within 12 months. Weren't ready for that, were you?
Move on. Let's move on.
Tell me Invincible Power, love you. That's so funny. It really is.
No, he does great things. He does great things. Let's
Yeah.
be honest. He is fantastic. He's a fantastic person. But yeah, just because you're fan. I mean, yeah.
If you
I
watch,
love the guy, but no.
what I love is, was it on Friday on SmackDown? See, well, actually, and on Monday, Cena has been doing a lot of the callback moves, done the spear, done whatever, done the angle slam and that. All
Oh,
Tommy Invincible
fantastic.
does is repeat moves from people. He's got the RKO as his finisher. He does the overdrive. He does sort of different moves that aren't even his own. I love it.
I think he's fantastic. And I like the fact that he does a lot for like he entertains the kids and stuff
Yeah.
like that. I think he is actually fantastic, like serious in all seriousness. But yeah, realistically, WWE,
Imagine
NXT,
Tommy Invincible in
NXT,
NXT, though.
NXT, TNA. Okay,
Yeah, yeah.
I get that. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Joe
Yeah.
Hendry got his opportunity. Why not?
I'll take it, man. I'll take it. Anything that's
Yep.
invincible, I'll take it. We go on to coaches' questions. So this is my chance now to throw two, three, or four, depending on time, of my questions from my page at the guests and get their reaction. So first one is, what is a game or series of games that you love that you wish you played more?
Oh, that I love that. I wish I played more. You know what? I only played Final Fantasy 7, 8, 10. I wish I played the whole lot. I mean, I've played the other games, but I've never been too invested in them because 7, 8, and 10 were just the ones for me. But I really wish I did go from 1 all the way to above 16 now.
Play six. Six is tremendous. It really
Is
is.
it?
I think six is better than seven, personally. I think it just hits harder. I think seven's slightly overrated, not in terms of the actual game, but the story and everything like that. I think six is probably
Yeah,
better.
fair enough. Fair enough. Fair
I
enough.
think you can make
I'll
the
give it a
argument that
try.
I think the argument is the series, top to bottom, excuse me, is probably in terms of quality for quality, the
Yeah.
best. It's like 30 years old now, Final Fantasy. There's no real
Yeah,
bad
yeah.
games in it. So yeah,
Yeah.
maybe dabble some more.
I might have to try it.
You drive a lot, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt your pain there. You
Yeah.
drive a lot, so pick one video game voice actor, or sorry, voice character to voice your sat nav.
Oh my God, I can't remember his name. It's gonna bug me from Destiny, whether we wanted to or not. What is his name? I can't remember the guy's name. Oh no, it's gonna bug me and that people are gonna kill me. Don't put this out. Oh no, what's the guy's name? Come back to you. But yeah, like the guy from Destiny, the main guy, the bald guy, the one that the actor that passed away from Destiny. Can't remember his name.
I know who you mean.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but he'll be
Yeah.
fantastic. Or just for jokes, the mask from Crash Bandicoot, because he wouldn't say anything. She's like, "Ooh," and I'd be like, that's left. Okay.
Nice. Okay. What is a game or series that you are just elite at?
You know what? I'm fantastic at Elden Ring and Bloodborne type games. I'm actually criminally underrated at them. I'm not gonna
You're
lie. I'm gonna be honest. Like I'm confident with this as well. Like I can't do like the speed runs that I've seen people do, and that's insane. But when you're talking about not getting hit by the one that I spoke about earlier, I'm actually really good at just the block shot. Block shot, block shot. Yeah, that. Them type of games. All day long.
compared generally? Are
Say again.
you competitive generally?
Yeah. So, like, when I play Call of Duty, I'm angry. If I die, I'm mad. I'm always grunting. Urgh! You know what I mean? Like,
What I love
really
right there, I
angry.
mean, I've seen this to a few guests, right? Because obviously I'm seeing you face to face. Is when they do stuff like that, you had a real sinister look just then without even trying. It's like, yes, I am, actually. Yes, I am. Leave me alone.
I know, like honestly, I'm competitive, so competitive. Thing that comes from being in the army, first of all, and you know, doing all the auditions and stuff when I was doing like theater and everything like that. I think, yeah, being in a competitive like environment all the time has made me a competitive person, realistically.
Has gaming ever got you through a tough time?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, I mean, Final Fantasy itself, I would always say that was always my go-to game. I don't know when you get to the open world part of Final Fantasy VII, like the song, don't know what that song does, but if I hear it, my brain relaxes. I don't know what it is about that song, but something in my brain just calms itself. No matter what I'm feeling, it will always make me like relax. So yeah, I mean that song, that game really did help me a lot through a lot of times, to be fair.
Do you feel like because you've got this theatre background, you've got this background in understanding how stories are developed and how they're made and the intricacies of all that, do you feel like it's given you a deeper understanding of how and why these things matter? Because obviously Final Fantasy's got a rich storyline. Can it affect you more because you feel like you're more aware of how these things are done and how stories can be woven in it? Do you feel like you've got a deeper grasp of
Absolutely.
these things?
Absolutely. Aerith's death is the worst thing on the planet. Like I remember the first time I witnessed it, and I remember I like had to pause the game. I was like, I think I was only 11 at that time, because no, I was about 9 years old. I paused the game, went to my mum, and I was like, character just died. And she was like, right? And I was like, she shouldn't have. Like, we're not even, we're on disc one. Like we still got another four. There were four discs at that time, and I was like, we're on disc one. Like that means other people are going to die. And like she was like, well, everyone dies eventually. And yeah, it kind of, yeah, that Yeah, you know what? Stories, if you've got a good story, it will keep me invested. And that, once she died, I needed to know the whole thing. I needed to know who was going next. I needed to know where the story was going. I needed to know the reasons of why Sephiroth was so determined to, take over the planet and all this stuff. It just, yeah, I was just so invested. I think, yeah, if you give me a good story, I'll be invested the whole way through.
I think that's because even now I played Mafia: Old Country a few years ago, and I finished that, and I was exactly the same way. I'm 35, nearly 36, and I'm sat there. I need 10 minutes. Just give me 10 minutes. I can just reset myself because it can affect you. It really can.
Absolutely. Even The
Yeah.
Last of Us killed me off. I was like, Jesus,
Yeah.
like, what are we doing?
Well, have you watched The Last of Us show?
Did you watch that episode with the couple, the two guys?
I haven't seen it. I'm not gonna lie.
Honestly, right? Listen, that was a long ass freaking episode. I'm not gonna lie. I think it was an hour and a half. The ending, I was like, damn, bro. Like, they both just died together. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't want to tell you
No,
that.
no,
I
no,
went,
no. It's all
oh,
good.
okay, cool.
It's all
But
good.
yeah, I was like, damn, bro. Like, it hit me. I was like, this is a really good episode. Like, I got invested in that episode. Again, it was really well, producted. It just kept me focused. Like, I was like, rah, like, these two really like each other. And the crazy part is, trying to kill each other at one point. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was nuts. But yeah, I mean, The Last of Us was pretty good, to be fair. I haven't seen their second season. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, there is, right? Because it's
Yeah.
about Abby, isn't it?
I haven't seen that yet. I've seen the first season, but not second.
Because I know there's a big kickoff about the whole Abby situation,
How is
and
that?
the casting and stuff. But I blitzed Last of Us Part One about 6 months ago. Never played it
Yeah.
before, and I loved it. It was amazing. Never played it
So
before.
good.
Incredible. Got to Part Two, and I was like, I can't be arsed. Because I think I loved it so much, and I blitzed it so quickly, I just burnt out on it. So I might
Yeah.
go back at some point, but I'm not bothered.
Yeah, I haven't played number two yet. I really do need to play it, but I think that's why I haven't seen series two either, because I think I haven't played the game, so I'm not as invested when it comes to, yeah, the second game as well.
Last one then on coaches questions. Gut reaction, best three wrestling games.
Here comes the pain. Raw versus SmackDown 2007?
Six is correct, yep.
2006. 2006 or 7. Can't remember which one it is. And
Six.
then, yeah, it's got to be 6, actually. Is that the one with Batista and John Cena on the front?
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the one, that's the one. Yeah,
The first one
fantastic.
with the GM mode.
Yes. And I absolutely love WWE 2K15. I thought it was great. Soundtrack mainly. The soundtrack mainly kept me hooked, to be fair.
I haven't played many of the 2K games because I've sort of fell off of it a bit.
Yeah.
But I think there's so many. Like, have you played the AEW one? You haven't, have you?
No,
Oh,
no.
I'm cool. No, don't do that.
Okay.
But like up there somewhere, angles, I've got like No Mercy and WrestleMania 2000 and stuff like that. They're
Oh,
really
yeah, they're fantastic. They're fantastic. I've got WWE 2K25. It was free 1 month on the PlayStation Plus. So I was like, yeah, got it. And I actually enjoy it, you know. I really enjoy it. The GM mode could be better, but I'm diving in on the GM mode. Like, creating your fantasy matches, you can, create a show, you have to build it, you have to do certain tasks to complete, etc. I love stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good game. The graphics are great. Hopefully, they can build better on it for 26, I hope.
Well, I'm going to do something slightly different. Normally, we do create a spotlight, which we are going to do, but I'm going to lead it today because I've got a bit of a suggestion. We mentioned obviously GM mode and the storytelling and stuff. So, in create a spotlight, we get the guests to either shout out creators or just the type of content they enjoy. Now, for you, have you ever heard of someone called Murphs or Murphs YouTube? So, he's I think he still does it. He does his own TV, WWE TV. Through the games. So he obviously does the game and then has his own story. So if you put the YouTube video on and watch a quote episode, it's him doing commentary and he's made up storylines. It's
Oh,
so
I love
good.
that.
It is so good. I've watched it for like back to back for like a year. It's so good.
What is
It's
it called again? I'm gonna
it's
make
like
sure.
Murph's. I might have to try and find it. Murph's YouTube. I should have re-prepped that,
That's all
shouldn't
right.
I?
Murph's YouTube.
Yeah, or
I'm gonna keep
Murph's
that.
YT. This is on the spot searching. So Murph's. There you go. Murph's YouTube. Murph's YT13.
Murph's YT13.
Yeah, and it's universe mode. It's
Got
so
it.
good. It is
Got it. I'll take a look at that
immaculate.
later.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. But yeah, so Creator Spotlight is the chance for the guests to shout out either creators they really enjoy, or if they're not comfortable doing that, fine, we don't need names, no bother at all. But just give us an idea of the content you enjoy and why you enjoy it.
Content creators themselves on YouTube, stuff like that, or just
Anything.
games?
It can
Okay,
be
games.
anywhere on social media, or if you're not comfortable
Okay.
giving names, completely fine. But what do you as a content creator enjoy consuming? What is it?
You know what? I really, really, really enjoy. Oh, I can't remember his name. He's a Man United content creator. His name's Dev. Or is it Bev? Bear with me 1 second. Let me find him.
Part of the football crowd here.
Say again.
Part of the football crowd on YouTube.
No, he. So basically, I found him when he was like, he had like 200 followers, and he was literally like, I want to start a Man United page. I want to start talking everything Man United, the good, the bad, the highs, the lows, da 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 da. I'm gonna keep you updated with all the news, da da da. I was like, cool. Let's just follow him and see what happens. The man's like on 175,000 like followers now, and that was like 12 months ago. And he literally is so entertaining. I'm gonna have to find it. When I find it, I'll let you know his name. But he's so entertaining. He just keeps it like he keeps the energy alive. Like, found out about Onana going to Turkey, and he was like, "Finally, it's happened." And I'm like, "I love it. I just love that energy." Like, he just really gets into it and starts like getting high pitch, low pitch when he needs to. He executes it perfectly. That he keeps you so engaged. And yeah, shout out to that guy, man. He's sick. He's absolutely sick. I also like Joshi Wrestling. Have you heard of him? He's really good. He's really good. He's underrated. Like, I mean, he's got a lot of followers at the moment, but he should have way more than that because his stuff is really good. Really good. Yeah, I think he needs more recognition, to be fair.
So what is it? Because obviously, there's a lot, like most of us, I'd imagine there's quite a few things you watch. It can be wrestling, crochet, football, whatever it is,
Yeah.
right? But like, what is it about a content creator, especially as someone that does this very well, obviously, you've got a mass following. But as a content creator, what is it about somebody else that you would find engaging?
Energy. It has to be energy. You have to give me energy. Like, if I can't watch, it's difficult because there's a lot of people out there that can do that sort of content and get a lot of engagement. But for me, I need you to be just energetic. I need to feel like you actually care. Do you know what I mean? Not hating on anybody, but there's some people that literally mime songs and get thousands of views, thousands of likes, and I'm like, it's because they're a beautiful person. Do you know what I mean? You look at them and you go, fair enough. Do you know what I mean? But that to me won't get me to watch your next stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas I need you to come with that energy. I need you to come with your A game. I want you to like really give me some information as well that is actually interesting. All about delivering as well. Deliverance is deliverance. Delivery is absolutely key to me. I think as long as you can execute a really good post, I will watch you. And that's even to people that I haven't seen yet. Like, if I scroll past you and I see that you've got that energy, I'll click that follow button straight away.
So do my favorite bit, and you're bang on, right? I like energy is one thing, but like authentic and give me something I've not necessarily seen before is always going to get me.
Yeah,
But I just like real people, to be honest. So
facts.
that's my kind of thing. But
Absolutely.
do my favorite bit, which is the bit no one else likes, which is part of why I like it.
Okay.
Why should someone be following you?
Oh, you know what? My missus is the best at this. I hate doing this. We were at sorry, just a side note. We were at Birmingham for Raw. And people, I'll be talking to people, and then she would be the one to butt in and say, "By the way, he has a wrestling page. You should really like follow him. He's doing really well at the moment. Why should people follow me?" Energy, again, energy. Like we do the lives. Like I'm going live tonight for Monday Night Raw. Going live, Friday Night SmackDown. All the PLEs. Like we keep it energized. I've got a really good community right now. Mods are fantastic. They keep the energy going. They give me energy. And yeah, when it's a friendly environment and everything's going smooth, I freaking love it. When it's going chaotic, I do get a little bit, off authoritative, and it changes. And I'm like, right, listen, we need to sort this stuff out, and I get my mods on it. But to be honest, I just ramble a lot, mate. Like, and people like ramblers. Like, you know what I mean? If you're like a rambler and you like real content, just follow me, innit?
But you said about like stamping on the negativity and managing it and stuff. That is key though, because not a lot of people can do that. Like people, it's easy when it's going well, and let's say you're going to get X amount of followers a day or a week or a month, whatever. It's going nicely, lovely, jubbly. But when something kicks off, it needs someone to stop it, and not everyone
Yeah,
can do that. And I think that's important that you can.
absolutely.
Is
I
there
think,
anything that you've got like? Sorry, you go. Sorry.
yeah, sorry. I think that, like, yeah, there's a lot of negativity because a lot of people in the chats that come through, you're always going to get them people that go, "Oh, you know, this is fake, right?" And I love the fact that my mods are very quick on them. You get one warning, they literally, we have a one warning rule. So you get that one warning, and then if they pop up again and say something else, they're out. And yeah, I think obviously I will say something if they haven't clocked it, but like you've got them people that are really, really good. So I'm going to shout them out just because I know that they want this. I know that they will love this. So DB Gamer, fantastic. Alice is fantastic. Becky's fantastic. Dina, the missus, fantastic, of course. Josh, who else is my mods? There's many more. I'm so sorry. I've completely forgot. Yeah, I'm on the spot.
But
But
what's nice about that though is on the because we have this all the time where I go, shout out creators you really enjoy, whatever. And they go, oh, there's too many to name. It's like, yeah, but that's not a bad thing.
yeah,
If there's
absolutely.
loads, it's actually really good.
It's
So
like the wrestling.
if you're forgetting mods' names because there's that many that are really good, great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, shout out to some of the WWE content creators as well. Like, you've got, Jay WrestleTalk, you've got Stally, you've got Joshy Wrestling. There's some that are not as that are smaller creators, like I'm H Audio Kayfabe, think she's fantastic. Rest Things are great. They're like a little mini podcast. They're really good. Yeah, there's loads out there. Declan's WrestleTalk, he's really good. There's loads. Sam's on Wrestling. Have you heard of Sam's on Wrestling? Yeah, I think he's great. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand just how good the wrestling community is at the minute. There's so many, and that's just UK based. Like, there's so many all over the world, but the US based as well. Like, you've got your Santi Zips, you've got your Alan Owens, all these other guys. Like, there's so many out there. So, like, being a wrestling fan at the minute, you're actually spoiled because there's so many good content creators that you've got so many to choose from.
I heard a really good thing about because you get like the IWC you hear about in the wrestling community is being like a really horrendous, like most fandoms, I guess, horrendous online community because it's just toxic and everyone's, my opinion's better than yours, all different stuff. Somebody, I'm trying to think who it was, someone said that the IWC actually is kind of like the gym because you know, like the whole gym culture thing, it's really scary to jump into the gym, isn't it? If you're new, right?
Absolutely.
I think I don't know what I'm going to be doing, people are going to be judging me, da, 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 da. But when you're in the gym, it's really supportive and lovely.
Absolutely.
And someone said that the IWC is the same as that. If you get in the right places, it's superb. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that, I think that the wrestling community, that there's you've got the small toxic people, always negative. Never like the way the show was done. Oh, this show was terrible. Da 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 da. Don't really see the longevity of what they're actually trying to do. Sometimes the story is not going to be as impactful on this show because next week is when it's really going to go down. So they've kind of, cooled it off a little bit just so for next week it happens, you're really like, oh my God, like that happened. You know what I mean? So, but you have that small, like, toxic group, but then you've got this whole community and everyone out there that's actually really positive and really supportive and really love like just watching wrestling and wrestling content creators, because it's hard. I've got to be honest with you, like it is hard being a content creator, even though there's so much going on in the wrestling industry. You still got to put things together that's actually going to be interesting and relevant for people to actually watch it. You know what I mean? Like I could talk about JBL and how I thought he was a underrated heel back a day, but people don't really care about JBL anymore. So is anyone going to engage in that? Do you know what I mean? So it's great to have content, but you've really got to still think about it nowadays, which I think a lot of people don't actually understand. Like I see some content creators come to me and say, how comes you've managed to be consistent and like gain so much in such a short time? And it's like it's because I really do look for the latest stuff as well as the old stuff as well. But the latest stuff is what I focus on. But I don't just talk like, oh, AJ Lee has returned. I'll do something crazy like, I can't fucking believe she showed up. Do you know what I mean? Like that will keep you engaged. Then you're like, oh, okay, he's got energy. He's got something different. He's gonna deliver it different to how others do, if you know what I mean.
But that's one thing that separates you, right? Because we get this a lot where I've had this conversation loads where people don't understand it's hard being a creator full stop. Because, like I said, it's a never evolving thing, there's always different stuff changing, and it's
Facts.
hard work. You need to put work in to do it, whether you want 1,000 followers or 30,000 followers or 3 million. You need to put the work in to put content out, and that's
Absolutely.
a lot of behind the scenes stuff people don't see. And it's
Absolutely.
clear that you do your due diligence and you work really hard, so that's testament to you in it, really.
No, I appreciate that.
You know, I mean, did you see the one of my favorite things of last year was you had Weezy, Sami Zayn, was Tesh there? There's like a few, like a six, seven of them. All creators got together at a Comic-Con,
Okay.
and they did a picture, like they had an Ellen picture. They did a picture together, and they put a message saying, "We all actually really like each other. You
Yeah,
haven't got to be tribalistic about it. We actually do get on." You know.
to be fair, there's so many like people, celebrities that you're like, oh, they don't like each other. And then you see them in person and you're like, they really do like each other, actually.
Yeah,
That's quite cool.
it's all the fans. It's all
Yeah.
the people that watch.
It's
Just
all
because
speculation.
it's like if I have, it's a really random thing. If I got a PS3 and you've got an Xbox 360, and we meet at a convention, I guarantee you the Sony and Microsoft guys are actually all right.
Yeah,
It's just us that
absolutely.
hate each other. Yeah,
Absolutely. Yeah. It's us that are creating the rivalry, realistically. It's not them whatsoever. Like, yeah, I remember when I used to think that Lil Wayne and 50 Cent had it. No, Lil Wayne and Eminem had an issue. Because Eminem was kind of quoting him as the best rap, like saying that he was the best rapper of all time. But then Eminem was saying the same thing, and everyone was like, oh, the beef is real, da 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 da. And then they made a song together. And I was like, they can't hate each other that much.
Let everyone know where we can find you.
So it's at, oh, you know what? It changes all the time. So I had it as Mr. Antonio Kill, WWE with Mr. Antonio Kill. It's now just Mr. Antonio Kill at this moment. Hopefully, it won't change.
Are you planning on doing, like, you're going to be going to conventions as a creator? Are you going to go to different events and stuff? Is that on your mindset?
Yeah, so the community is growing at the minute. So I want to do some things for the community itself. I've got quite a few subscribers now, which I love. I'm forever grateful for people investing in me, I think is like one of the greatest things ever. So fully appreciate them. I want to do something where I can do like a get together where I don't know, it's like a wrestling theme night, cinema type thing with a PLE. I don't know. Like the PLE's going on. We can have the TV screen at the back, have a bunch of nibbles, have everyone in the one room watching it together. I want to try and do something along that line in the future. Yeah, I want to go to conventions, go to events, WWE shows, of course, as well, wrestling shows, even like the indies. I've now started looking at, the indies around my area so I can go and see what they're about as well. So yeah, it's all in the cards. I'm in the process of thinking about doing a lot of things, to be fair.
Well, you think if you're a year in taking it seriously, it leaves a lot of years in the future to look forward to, doesn't
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I
it?
plan to in the future be doing this full time, to be honest, and being around, the people to help support that, to help, guide me along that way as well. So yeah, I plan long term to be doing this full time.
And there's no reason why you can't do it. You've
Absolutely.
obviously got the drive and the willpower for it, and more power to you.
No, I appreciate
We
it.
always do this. Is there anything? It can be actually anything. Is there anything you want to finish with?
Yeah, you know what? I get this question asked a lot, so I feel like I'm going to do it here. I always get asked, what's the best way to get more views, more followers? And I'm going to say consistency and engagement is key. So every single comment that goes on your post, remember to reply to it. Remember to reply to it. If you're on lives, remember to try and get absolutely everyone that comes into your live, try and say hello to absolutely everybody. Because once people feel noticed, that's when people would invest time into your stuff. So my advice would be to anybody that asked me that question, to anyone that wants to ask that question in the future, to anybody, would be stay consistent and keep the engagement absolutely as high as possible.
I think it's an amazing message. I remember you put out these the slideshow pictures of like pick a recipe in W or whatever it is, and
Yeah.
it smashes it because, like you said there, you're always replying to people, you're always making their opinion feel heard. He's gone away. I think his phone just died, which is funny. So for the video and audio, I'm going to sit here until he comes back. Let's see what happens. That is funny. Did I? Oh, I have to edit that bad boy. dear. Is he back?
So sorry, my phone died. Oh.
Not that boring,
Oh,
surely. No, I was just going to
man.
say, because you haven't stopped recording, I'm going to leave that in, because I managed to keep it going. That's a tremendous message, because remember you put that thing out about, the pictures of pick a recipe in W, whatever you do, right? And you said to me back then, do this with games because you'll get engagement, and because you do that, it sticks. And I think
Yeah.
it's just, like I said, another testament to how hard you do work, because it's hard to do that. Because I've always said,
Absolutely.
even if you just put a like back, like a comment, say it works, it does work.
Absolutely. If
You know.
you engage and make sure that people feel like they've been seen, people will follow you. That's just facts. But yeah, I feel like, as well, like follow people back. I mean, you get to a certain level of amount of followers, but then I've noticed it myself. I don't follow a lot of people back, and these are people that are investing time in you. So realistically, your regulars, you should always follow back, our personal opinion, because that will also make them feel like, oh, he actually cares about me, which we do. Like, I'm not saying that we don't, it was just like a front, but like when you see the regulars keep coming back, you should always invest time in these people because these are the people that are going to help you get even further down the line.
100%, 100%, and
Yeah.
it's especially now we're the likes of TikTok and even Instagram. Actually, the quote algorithm, my new favorite word, is changing constantly, and they're not
All the
pushing
time.
certain things, or maybe they are. Who knows? But you need to keep that consistency there, so you're always going to be in the background of their algorithms. It's a
Yeah.
simple. It sounds simple, but it isn't. You need to be, persistent with it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this has been tremendous. I can't recommend enough. Wrestling fan or not, go and check out your page because your energy is infectious. I think what you do is it stands out from the crowd because you obviously love what you do, first of all, but there's just a quality there as well, and it's a really good blend you've given yourself. I think that's a testament to you.
Fully appreciate that. I fully appreciate it. You know what? People need to follow you more as well because I love your stuff. I'm always watching your stuff, and I like how like you engage with like asking people the question of what is your favorite, for example, game console. When you was a child, what was that game that really resonated with you? Like I like that kind of like content. Again, that's the reason why again I follow you because you've got that energy where you're really engaged in the content. It makes me say, yeah, I love watching this. So yeah, people need to follow you a lot more as well.
No, I appreciate that. It's funny because I've got a post sort of lined up for next week or so where I'm approaching 1,500 followers on this account, right?
Fantastic.
And it's funny because we've marked essentially a year since I started the account because I lost the other one, and that
Oh, I
had
remember.
like
Yeah.
1,500 followers. So I've actually made 1,500 followers twice,
That's fantastic.
like a year apiece, which I think is really funny and really consistent. So I'm like, I might start another page and try and get 1,500 next year as well.
Yeah.
But
You know
nice,
what? Nah. You know what? I think you could do it. I'll talk to you after this. I'll give you some. I'll give you a little sign that I've used, which is it's helped. I'm not saying it's like a miracle, but it does help a lot. But I'll talk to you
Wait,
about that after.
what's interesting, just to, I guess really quickly on that for the listeners, is like people do different things. I do question videos, I do debate topics, and I do stuff I want to have a chat about. And I'm not going to worry about necessarily views or engagement because it will wear me out, frankly. So I just post what I like, and if people like it, great. I'm not trying to make money. I'm not trying to go whatever, right? Obviously, if I could, it'd be great, but still. But my point is, I could go live. I could do other different things, but I'm like, I don't have time, or I don't have the need to, or want to. So there are ways of doing it that I could be doing better for myself personally, but it doesn't work for me yet. I don't have to do it. You know, it might work for somebody else, but
Absolutely.
yeah, it's just one of those things. And I sort of jokingly say I'm actually on 3,000. Just because it makes it a bit easier.
I mean, yeah, you are technically.
But awesome stuff, pal. I'm gonna let you go because it's been amazing. You've been episode 78, and I'll catch everybody on the next one.
Take care, my friend.